हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः. हरिः ओम् सहनाभवतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै. ओम् शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः. थर्ड् वल्ली, फस्ट् मन्त्र. We have seen where Parameshwara is. Parameshwara, when I say, the absolute self, the Lord of the universe, is always there in the form of the very abstract truth of the universe as the source of all knowledge. The source of knowledge also must be of the nature of knowledge. Manifestation of the knowledge is also very much there along with the source of manifestation. The source of manifest knowledge, the source of knowledge and the manifestation of the source, manifestation of the knowledge are there together as Paramatma and Jivatma. Which means the truth of the universe is available for knowledge in the cave of mind. Guham pravishtau iti. The people who know the truth say, even people who are very much inclined for performing rituals, even people who are given to the practice of rituals, who invoke the grace of the fivefold Pancha Agni, and the fire called Tinechika, Nachiketa Agni, who perform Nachiketa Agni three times, when all of them uniformly say one thing, that Paramatma, the Jivatma, is available for recognition in the cave of mind, and Paramatma is there as very Swarupma of the Jiva, which means Jivatma is non-different, non-separate from Paramatma. The Paramatma is there as the source of, the Swarupma of the Jivatma. The Jiva is another than the Paramatma. Therefore, they are there in the cave of mind. This we saw in the previous class. Rutam pibantau sukrutasya loke guham pravishtau parame parardhe chaya tapo brahma vido vadanti panchagnayo ye cha trinachiketaha. We saw that. Here is the second mantra. We have seen the bhashyam, or the first verse. So second mantra. Yes seturi jananam aksharam brahma yatparam. Yes seturi jananam aksharam brahma yatparam. Yes seturi jananam aksharam brahma yatparam. Abhayam titirshatam param. Nachiketam shakemahi. Abhayam titirshatam paran nachiketam shakemahi. So, this is the second mantra. The Tritiya Valli, second mantra, the first chapter. What does Upanishad say? Having mentioned that Paramatma is nothing but the Atma, the truth of the entire universe, which is of the nature of all pervasiveness, and it is implied by the term Atma, alone is said to be Paramatma because it is the exalted reality. There's nothing beyond this Atma. Nothing beyond this Atma. Atma is beyond everything. And Atma is independent of its everything else in the world for its existence. Atma is the source of existence of everything else. Therefore, there's nothing greater, superior, nothing greater than, superior to the Atma. Nothing beyond the Atma. The Atma alone is implied by the term Paramatma as the truth of the entire cosmos. the truth of every being. And the same Paramatma, all pervasive reality, obtaining as the innermost essence of every being, is also said to be what now? Jiva Atma. Same Atma is there as Jiva Atma also. And here, this, what is Jiva Atma? The mere essence alone. Essence is, what is essence? It is this, it is of the nature of knowing. It is the Sarupa of which is, there's no Jiva Atma. There's only Atma. Atma identified with the body, mind, its complex is said to be Jiva Atma. The Atma, if distinguished from the Anatma, body, mind, its complex, and resolved in its Sarupam, the Jiva, there's no Jiva, there's only Atma. Really speaking, Jiva Atma is only because of its the identity. It is given the temporary status of being the Jiva. But now, this wrong identity is because of ignorance. And because of ignorance, there is seeming bondage. Because of ignorance, there's wrong perception of the self. Therefore, there are erroneous notions. And because of there is seeming bond, it's a real bondage, seeming bondage. And there's constant effort on the part of the Jiva to discover the freedom. And the freedom one can attain. How? Only by discovering the truth. Discovering the nearest Paramatma, its own Swarupam. The Jiva had freed itself from bondage. So here, Atma is free from bondage, ever free from bondage. Atma need not attain moksha. So, Anatma also need not attain moksha. Anatma is never, Anatma is ever bound, ever limited by, bound by time and space. So, then who is the seeker of the moksha here? We say the individual identified with Anatma, looking at oneself as an isolated being, and he seeks the moksha here. And moksha, Shastram always talks about moksha of two types. Krama muktihi and sadhyo muktihi. Sadhyo muktihi, we also talk about jivan muktihi. Jivan muktihi means discovering freedom while living in this body mansions complex, while living in this world, while being alive. If a person discovers freedom, he is jivan muktaha. The discovery of freedom while living is jivan muktihi. But if a person attains moksha, discovers moksha, but discovering the truth in this life itself is called sadhya muktihi. Otherwise, if a person is given to the practice of meditation, a person is given to the performance of specific rituals prescribed by the karmakanda of the shastram, and diligently, meticulously performing rituals, following the discipline strictly, the person can earn punyam. Thereby, he can mentally become subtle, as a result of which, after the death, the person can travel through Shuklagatihi and go to higher lokas, higher plane of existence, and where a person can still discover the truth and attain the moksha, which is called Kramamuktihi. So, in this verse, Shastram Upanishad presents the possibilities available for a mokshu. A person who is aspiring for moksha, an ignorant individual who is aspiring for moksha, can attain moksha either here itself in this world or even of going to the Swargaloka. Higher Satya Loka. So what is it? What does the mantra say? Let us see here. Yes seturi jananam aksharam brahma yatparam abhayam titirshatam param nachiketam shakemahi. Okay. So here, yaha setuhu. If you break the word setuhu, then ijananam, ijananam. Then aksharam, brahma, yat param, abhayam, titirshatam, param, nachiketam, shakemahi. So shakemahi, shakemahi is the verb. Shakemahi means we are able to, perform. Very simple idea here. We're able to perform or we're able to resort to. We're able to resort to what? Here, the ritual. What is the ritual? We're able to resort to the performance of a ritual known as Nachiketa Agnihi. The ritual known as Nachiketa Agnihi. So, Nachiketam Shakemahi means what? We can perform the ritual known as Nachiketa Agnihi. The ritual in which specifically the fire known as Nachiketa, Nachiketas, Nachiketa Agnihi is invoked. And one has to perform this Agni three times also. So Shakemahi, Nachiketam Shakemahi. Why? Because Yaha, that Nachiketa Agni, the performance of that ritual becomes Setuhu. We can perform this ritual known as Nachiketa Agnihi. We can be given to the performance of ritual called Nachiketa Agnihi. We can resort to this performance of ritual. Why? Because Yaha Setuhu. Setuhu means what? Setuhu literally means a bridge. This Nachiketa Agni, the ritual serves as a bridge which will enable a person reach an end, a given end. Not moksha, a given end. It becomes a setuhu, bridge. So bridge means what? Literally it means bridge serves as a means. Means of attaining what? Definitely not moksha, means of attaining the heaven. So Nachiketam Shakemahi, we can perform the Nachiketa ritual, the ritual known as Nachiketaha, which yaha, which ritual alone, or the fire which is invoked to the performance of ritual, which serves as a bridge which leads one to accomplish the end known as Swargaha, heaven. Setuhu. For whom? Of course, Ijananam. Simply knowing the name of the ritual or simply understand will not make a person, or even to a person knows how to perform the ritual also. Having the mere knowledge of the performance of rituals or knowing the name of the ritual will not take a person to the heaven. So this Nachiketa Agnihi, the ritual and performed, that fire serves as a bridge to lead to go to heaven only for those who are performers. Ijananam. See, Ijanaha. Ijanaha means worshipper, a performer of a ritual. A ritualist is called Ijanaha. It's a Shanachanta Shabda. Hanachanta Shabda. Okay, Ijate. So Ijanaha. So Ijananam. Ijananam. Yaha Setuhu. Setuhu. Tam Nachiketa, Nachiketam Shakemahi. So we can perform the ritual known as Nachiketa Agnihi. the fire invoked in the ritual in which the fire invoked Nachiketa Agnihi serves as a bridge to accomplish the end called heaven. Ye jananam setuhu, for those who meticulously perform that ritual, invoke the grace of the Nachiketa Agnihi. So meticulous performers of the ritual are said to be ijanaha, ijananam setuhu bhavati. Then yat brahma param, there's also param brahma. Brahma param means param brahma. That's a param brahma. Param brahma. The param, you can say, the param is two words over here. Abhayam brahma, param aksharam. We have two words here. Param aksharam. And also abhayam. Abhayam. The word abhayam, aksharam brahma, then abhayam, param abhayam brahma. So aksharam also means brahma. So they can be given to the practice of meditation upon sagunam brahma. Sagunam brahma. Thereby they can attain the heaven, attain krama muktihi. Otherwise, it is also possible for jivas, the individuals, to understand the attributeless reality here itself in this life itself, and to dwell upon that reality, contemplate upon that reality, thereby one can have the ascertained vision of that reality in this life itself, thereby one can attain here itself jivan muktihi. So it's a possibility of attaining krama muktihi or jivan mukti, sadyo muktihi, for the jivas who are mukshus. It is said here, yet param aksharam param, yet aksharam param means, doesn't say much, the sentence is very small sentence, aksharam param, that's all it is said here. So we have to take yet param aksharam, we take it. So sashake mahi, we should understand, we should again add the word shakye mahi. We can also do what we can also practice meditation upon sagunam brahma. Sagunam brahma is said to be, which is also imperishable. Sagunam brahma is also said to be imperishable only. The exalted, imperishable sagunam brahma. Thereby, one can still go to, one can earn punyam, one can go to higher loka, attain krama muktihi. Otherwise, what can he do? Here, one word. Abhayam. So, aksharam param, then abhayam brahma. Abhayam brahma. What abhayam brahma? The reality which is of the nature of fearlessness. Which is of the nature of fearlessness, where the phenomenon called fear will resolve for good. That was abhayam brahma, the source of fearlessness, the absolute reality, the source of fearlessness is nirgunam brahma. Otherwise, it's also possible for us, for mumukshus, to understand the attributeless reality, the source of fearlessness, and dwell upon that absolute reality, obtaining as one's own self. Thereby one can have the ascertained vision of reality, obtaining as one's own self in this very life itself. Thereby one can discover sadyo mukti also here itself in this life. That is the meaning. Abhayam brahma. So aksharam param yat abhayam brahma. Okay. All these three possibilities are there. For whom? Param titirshatam. these three possibilities are there for those who are desirous of crossing the ocean of samsara and reach the shore of heaven, the shore of moksha also. Titparam titirshatam. See, titirshahu, let me make it very clear, it's a beautiful desiderative word. Taritum, tattum, icha, titirsha. Tarati means crosses. Tarati crosses. Tartum, icha, titirsha. Desire to cross. Titirsha. Titirshuhu, the one who is desirous of crossing, overcoming. So, param titirshata means those who are, for those who are desirous of crossing the ocean of samsara, thereby those who are desirous of reaching the param, the shore of moksha. So, param titirshatam implies what? Those who are desirous of reaching the shore of moksha, crossing the ocean of samsara. For them, these are the possibilities. Param titirshatam, for those people, for param, we can say for us human beings, who are desirous of reaching the shore of moksha, crossing the ocean of samsara, for us, there are possibilities. We can resort to the performance of Nachiketa Agnihi, which is the only say to bridge for the worshippers to reach the goal of heaven, thereby to attain Kramukti there. Or it is possible for us to be given to the practice of Saguna Brahma Upasanam, thereby to reach heaven again, attain Kramamuktihi. Or it is possible also for us to understand the Nirgunam Brahma, attributeless reality, Abhayam Brahma, the source of fearlessness here itself, and to ascertain the vision of the Brahma, thereby attain Sadhyomuktihi here itself. This is the literal meaning of the mantra. So what is the, of all three possibilities, which is better, you think? In fact, the performing ritual meticulously is not an easy joke. Because even a small thing wrong, anything goes wrong in performing ritual, still you would be losing the punyam. The accumulation of punyam is not that easy. Even practicing Saguna Brahma Upasanam also is not that easy. Even going to heaven, when you read it, very simple. It sounds very, very simple. Yeah, yeah, practice Saguna Brahma Upasanam. You can earn punyam. You can go travel to Shukla Gati, go to heaven, and then there you will have, very easy. It sounds very easy. Nothing is easy. In fact, trying to understand the truth here itself, in this world itself, being always dwelling upon the Sarupam of the truth, obtaining as our own Sarupam, here itself we can resolve the ignorance. In fact, Nirguna Brahma Jnanam, Nirguna Brahma Nididhyasanam, and then Nirguna Brahma Jnanam is, of course, attainment of Jnanam involves tremendous effort on the part of every individual, because one has to take care of one's mental preparation. Mental preparation involves tremendous effort. Attainment of knowledge is easy. Discovery of moksha is very easy, but mental preparation is very, mental steadiness and mental purification required for this jnanam involves tremendous effort, great effort. Even to practice Saguna Brahma Upasanam, we need to have mental preparation. Because if your mind is very restless and agitated, how can you practice meditation? Even to perform a ritual with focused attention, you can't allow your mind to go somewhere mechanically, you can't perform a ritual. When performing a ritual, specific ritual involves strain, And there again, one must be very, very focused. Without any disturbance, mental disturbance, one must focus. We focus in performing ritual also. Therefore, there is a strain, effort, struggle involved in any means which serves as a means of attaining Krama Mukti by going to Brahmaloka or attaining the Sadyo Mukti here itself. So here the Upanishad just presents Param Titirshatam for those who are mukshus, for those who are desirous of discovering freedom, those who are reaching the desirous of reaching the shore of moksha by crossing over the ocean of samsara, for them, for us, here, these are the possibilities. We can resort to performance of ritual. We can take to the practice of meditation of Nirgunam Brahma. We can even discover Nirgunam Brahma and ascertain that Nirgunam Brahma, attain Sadyo Muktihi. Simply Upanishad says this. Is there any other method of attaining moksha? No. These are the only three possibilities. It is the mantra of Anvayaha. So Yaha. Ijananam setuhu asti. Yaha nachiketa nachiketaha ijananam setuhu asti. Tam nachiketam shakemahi. We are able to perform that ritual. Nachiketam kartum shakemahi. Thereby we can invoke the grace of that Nachiketa, rich fire. Then, abhayam param titirshatam. Abhayam param titirshatam. Yet, aksharam brahma param. Alambanam bhavati. Tatacha jnatam shakemahi. Or, otherwise, it is possible to meditate upon, understand the say, Nirgunam Brahma, meditate upon the Brahma, Nirgunam Brahma, and ascertain one's vision here itself and attain Sadyo Muktihi. Yaha Setuhu Iva. Now, I'm reading the Bhashyam. Yaha. So, Yaha is a masculine relative pronoun. It means that which. Setuhu Iva Setuhu. That which is like a bridge. That which serves as the bridge. That which is like the bridge. That which is such as serves as a bridge. The means. Setuhu. For whom? Ijananam. Ijananam means yajamananam. You know, yajate. Yajate performs a ritual. Yajamanaha, performer of a ritual. Yajate worships. Yajamanaha, worshipper. So, ijananam means yajamananam for the worshippers. And who are the worshippers? Who are the performers of rituals? The yajamanaha, the performers of rituals, the ritualists, who are they? They are given to the ritual, performance of ritual, karminam. Karmi, karma means ritual. Karma means an action. A religious activity, sacred activity, sacred religious activity in terms of the performance of a ritual is also karma. So, karmi means those who are strictly given to the practice of performing rituals are said to be karminaha. So, karminam. Karminam, yajamananam, yajamananam, ijanam mean the same. So, for those people, for the karmis who are given to the practice of performing rituals, who are worshippers, the rituals for them, that which serves as a bridge, as a means. Okay. what the Nachiketa Agni we have already seen. Okay, now next word. Dukkha Santaranarthatvat. Dukkha Santaranarthatvat. Okay, now Dukkham, you know, means sorrow. Santaranam means what? Crossing. Sataranam, crossing. Santaranam, crossing. Say, gerund. Taranam, crossing, overcoming. Santaranam, overcoming for good. When you tarati, crosses, overcomes. Santarati, overcomes for good. You put an end to that suffering. Therefore, dukkha santaranam, dukkhasya santaranam, dukkha santaranam. So, overcoming of the sorrow or crossing of the sorrow, getting rid of the sorrow, freeing oneself from sorrow, what's dukkha santaranam? Dukkha santaranartham. Sorry, dukkha santarana artha, for the purpose of overcoming the sorrow for good. Now, dukkha santarana arthatvam means this performance of Nachiketa Agnihi, the fire known as Nachiketa fire, invoked the performance of ritual, has the status of being the means of overcoming sorrow. Oh, we never heard the ritual can serve as the means of overcoming the sorrow. What it means is, ritual doesn't become directly. The ritual can enable a person earn punyam. The punyam will enable a person travel through Shukla Gatihi, thereby reach heaven. And going to heaven with the titesha, with the desire to overcome, will bless a person with the jnanam. And thereby one can attain Krama Muktihi, not directly. So it serves as an indirect means of attaining the Krama Muktihi. Thereby it has the status of being an indirect means of overcoming the sorrow for good by discovering freedom. Dukkha santaranarthatvat, as the due to, or can the fifth case is, it implies this, the cause. This performance of ritual, Nachiketa Agnihi, as it has the status of being the indirect means of overcoming the sorrow for good by enabling a person going to heaven, this Nachiketa Agnihi serves as a setu, bridge, means for the worshippers, for the karmis, to attain moksha. Okay. Now, Nachiketaha Agnihi. Nachiketaha is the name of a specific ritual wherein the fire invoked is called Nachiketa Agnihi. Nachiketaha Agnihi. Tam means that ritual. Vayam jnatum. Jnatum literally means what? Chetum. So we are able to know that ritual. Thereby we are able to perform the ritual. Vayam jnatum chetum cha shakemahi. Shakemahi means shaknu maha. Shakemahi literally means shaknu maha. We are able to understand, thereby to perform that ritual called Nachiketagnihi, which serves as, or which as it has the status of being in that means of overcoming the sorrow for good. For the karmis, the worshippers, the ritualists, it serves as a bridge means of attaining moksha. Shake mahi means shaknu maha, not shaknu vantaha, shaknu maha. Vayam jnatam shaknu maha. Those are following the book can see this. Shake mahi means shaknu maha. Okay. Next. Kincha yat cha abhayam. He straightway goes on to abhayam. What's abhayam means what? Kincha, moreover. Yat, that which is there as abhayam. Abhayam means what? Bhayashunyam. Bhayashunyam means what? That which is devoid of fear. That which is the source of fearlessness. Bhayashunyam means bhayarahitam. The absolute reality which is free from fear. Bhayashunyam. Samsara param. So bhaya, abhayam comes as adjective for samsara here. The samsara param. Samsara param titirshatam. Samsara param. Param means what? The shore of shore. Samsarasya param, samsara param. The shore of samsara. The samsara is the ocean. The shore is what? Moksha. Samsara param. Titirshatam, those who are desirous of crossing the ocean of samsara, thereby reach the shore of moksha. For them, tartum ichchatam. Look at this. Titirshatam means what? Titirshatam means tartum ichchatam. Chitarati crosses, overcomes. Tartum, to cross. Tartum ichcha, titirsha, desire to. Tartum icha, desire to cross. Desire to cross, titirsha. Tartum icha, titirsha. So, tartum ichatam. For those who are desirous of crossing, those who want to cross, those who are wanting to cross, tartum ichatam. For those who are wanting to cross, titirshatam, for those who are desirous of crossing, for them, who are they? Brahmavidam. So Brahmavid means people who have the knowledge of the truth. For them, yet parama ashrayam. For those people, for the knowers, for those who are aspiring for the knowledge of the truth, those who are knowers of the truth, who are wanting to cross, who are desirous of crossing, for them, yet that which is parama ashrayam, an exalted abode, absolute abode, absolute source of refuge. Parama ashrayam means an exalted absolute source of refuge. Ashrayam is what? Aksharam. The imperishable Atmakhyam Brahma. The imperishable absolute reality Brahma, implied by, also known as Atma, the absolute reality, imperishable reality, implied by the term Brahma, also known as Atma. That reality, tatcha jnatum shakemahi, tatcha jnatum shakemahi. It is possible for us to know the truth also. It is possible, adu, it is possible for us to know means what? Shakemahi means we are also able to discover that absolute reality, Brahma, absolute source of refuge, exalted source of refuge, the imperishable reality implied by the term Brahma, is also known as Atma. We can discover. It is possible to discover for us. Shakemahi. Again, Shaknu Maha, it must be. Not Shaknu Vantaha, Shaknu Maha. Okay. Para Apare Brahmani. Para Apare Brahma. See, Param Brahma, Aparam Brahma. We have two. Param Brahma, Aparam Brahma. Paramcha Aparamcha, Parapare. Is it clear? Parancha Aparamcha, Para Apare, Parapare. Parapare Brahmani. Now, Brahma, Brahmani, dual form. Parapare Brahmani means what? Sagunam Brahma as well as Nirgunam Brahma. Karma Brahma Vidashraye. Karma Brahma Vidashraye. The sources of refuge. Param Brahma is also source of refuge. Aparam Brahma is also source of refuge. That which is resorted to. So there's a karma and Brahma. Brahma Vid. So karma with the Brahma with the Ashraye. The Sagunam Brahma, Aparam Param Brahma and Aparam Brahma, the two. Sagunam Brahma is Ishvara, Aparam Brahma is absolute reality. These two here are there as a source of refuge. Which can be resorted to for two people of two different interests. The person, Karmaviti, is the one who wants to perform ritual and attain Sagunam Brahma, Brahma Loka, then attain Moksha, Sajjava Krama Muktihi. Or there's a Brahmaviti, the person who wants to know the absolute reality and attain Moksha here itself. Who wants Sadhya Muktihi? For both of them, the person who is aspiring for Krama Muktihi, the person who is aspiring for Sadhya Muktihi, for both of them, for people, here we have the two sources of refuge, Sagunam Brahma and Nirgunam Brahma, respectively. Veditavye. Vedita means what? They must be. The word Vetavyam literally means should be known, meditated upon. So Nirgunam Brahma, or should be Param Brahma, should be meditated upon by a Brahmavid. The person who is aspiring for knowledge of the absolute reality, who takes refuge in Param Brahma as source of moksha. Similarly, there is a person, other person who wants to attain Krama Muktihi, he must be given to the practice of meditation upon Sagunam Brahma to attain the Krama Muktihi. So Veditavya means should be meditated upon. So Param Brahma and Aparam Brahma must be meditated upon respectively by those who are given to the pursuit of Krama Muktihi, the Sadhya Muktihi and Krama Muktihi respectively. Iti Vakyartha. This is the meaning of this sentence. Veditavya literally means should be known. Veditavyam, Veditavye is a dual word. But here should be meditated upon. So who should meditate upon who? The Brahmavit, the knower of Brahman, who is aspiring for Sadhya Muktihi, should understand and contemplate upon Param Brahma. Whereas the person who should resort to Sagunam Brahma, Aparam Brahma, and he was meditated upon to go to heaven to attain Kramamuktihi. That is the meaning of the sentence here. Yetayoho eva hi upanyasaha kritaha. So here, people of these two interests in mind alone, etayoho eva, for the sake of these people alone, people of these two interests alone, upanyasaha kritaha, the teaching has been done before, as rutam pibantau iti. In the previous mantra, the Paramatma, Jivatma are there experiencing, are there in the cave of mind, experiencing the results of, going through results of actions, experiencing the paths of opposites, experiencing the results of action, enjoying the results of actions in the cave of mind. Okay, this mantra beginning with this words was given before. The teaching was done before, only for the sake of the people of these two interests. Anyway, whether a person wants Sadhuva Muktihi or Krama Muktihi, both are mumukshas, both are aspiring for moksha only. Both are ultimately aspiring for the permanent liberation from bondage of samsara. Only thing is how they want to attain moksha. That is where the difference is. One person is given to the performance of rituals, practice of Saguna Brahma, Upasanam. Thereby, he wants to go to heaven and attain Krama Mukti there. Other person who doesn't want to travel anywhere, he wants to attain moksha here itself. Thereby, who is given to the contemplation upon Nirgunam Brahma after understanding that Brahma. So, considering these two people, people of these two different interests alone, the teaching was done before, stating that Paramatma, Jivatma are there in the cave of mind, enjoying the results of actions. Okay. You should remember, Paramatma does not enjoy any result of actions. Paramatma does not have indarship. Paramatma has no doership. But still it is said here, because Paramatma is non-different from Jivatma. But we'll understand more in the following class. Sagunam Brahma is not specifically mentioned there, but we have to understand. How do you understand? Only in the Bhashyam we come across Para Apare Brahmani. Para Apare Brahmani. The mantra just only mentioned is only of the ritual and the Param Brahma. Okay, I'm going to stop here. His actual teaching begins from the next verse only. The teaching begins only from the next verse. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.